You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out this week. While media reports often focus on federal and state governments, there's a lot going on at the city level. It's there that mayors and their municipalities grapple with issues that directly affect citizens, things like clean water, education, health, poverty, and how to apply federal and state policy in a way that meets urban needs. At the recent annual U.S. Conference of Mayors, the chief executives of cities across the nation met to share ideas on how to address the present and future needs of the cities that they run. Two Wisconsin mayors were there at the conference, and they join us now to share what they learned. Steve Ponto, mayor of Brookfield, and James Schmidt, mayor of Green Bay. Steve is here in studio. Steve, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
And James, it's good to have you along, too.
It's good to be with you, yes.
Well, Steve, this year's Conference of Mayors focused on meeting the challenges of what's called Cities 3.0. What is meant by that term, City 3.0?
Well, I look at Cities 3.0 as being in a society now that's dominated by information and technology, and trying to take advantage of information and technology to build an inclusive government. There's a tremendous emphasis on education, trying to promote equality of opportunity through the disbursement of information over the internet, through broadband access, and using technology in a way that makes individuals feel a part of their government and also gives them the opportunity, you know, to really succeed in their own lives.
And Mayor Schmidt, for Green Bay, how do those issues resonate as you look at a technology-driven city of the future? What are you thinking about in Green Bay?
Well, there's a couple things. As the mayor said, we are always looking to connect better with our constituents. And the conference was held in San Francisco, and as you probably know, Mayor Lee, who is the mayor out there, is a very high-tech mayor. Every time he's introduced, he introduces the mayor of technology. So not only with connecting through your smartphone to, you know, take a photo of an issue and send it in, and it tracks with the department, you get a confirmation. We also talked about how technology is changing, like something as simple as Uber or this whole Airbnb, and that changes the municipality. And how do we collect the appropriate taxes? How do we create an environment that supports technology so that these changing industries can happen not just in San Francisco, but in Green Bay, Wisconsin as well?
And Mayor Ponto, what challenges have you seen going forward as you think about that new world of technology in the city?
Well, I think there's a fundamental challenge that as we enter into really sophisticated means of communication, so that someone can take a picture of a tree that's blocking the road, or they can take a picture of a pothole, that we as a city respond in a way that's consistent with that kind of instant access. I think there's also a real question of having there be equality of opportunity in terms of when you get access to high-speed internet, that be made broadly available so that you don't further exacerbate the differences in people's socioeconomic backgrounds.
Is that a challenge or a goal in Brookfield to get that kind of broadband available for everyone?
Yes. In fact, the city is cooperating with the Elmbrook School District, the school district for Brookfield in Elm Grove, to provide fiber access to throughout the schools as well as the city buildings, so that we'll have, you know, the full range of internet services available.
And how about you, Mayor Schmidt? Does that sound familiar, some of the challenges and things that you're excited about in bringing more of technology streamlined with city purposes?
Well, I think as we're talking about, we have to make sure that the internet is accessible to everyone. And there is some federal money for some lower-income areas. I had learned at the conference that there's actual special money set aside for Indian reservations, which, of course, we have the Oneidas here in Green Bay. So, you know, we're following up on that to see if there's funding. I think that accessibility is important. But, we had a great presentation by the mayor of Los Angeles, and we just talked about the three things with data: is gathering data or tracking data, and then to analyze it. But then the big thing is to share it. I mean, that's what we need to work on. We're going to need everyone connected so that we can share shared data, but to gather it in terms of what's going on, and be it with jobs or for us as municipal leaders to be able to track response times for police, for fire, how we're doing on garbage pickup, on snow removal, to analyze that and then to share it either with constituents or with, you know, some of our city employees. We can't be afraid of this whole data. We've got to embrace it and really get our handle on it as city leaders. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that here, but there's more we can do. And the sharing of the data is something that we're going to need widespread internet and Wi-Fi so that we can share it with everyone who needs it.
We're talking right now with two Wisconsin mayors. Steve Ponto, mayor of Brookfield, joins us in studio, and we have James Schmidt, mayor of Green Bay, in the Green Bay studio, talking about the recent U.S. Conference of Mayors. And Mayor Ponto, I understand there were some big speakers at this year's conference. Hillary Clinton, I gather, and President Barack Obama. What did they say to you? What was the message?
Well, I think both of them are very oriented toward urban situations, urban issues. And so I think both of them, and they were also, there was a heightened concern, too, about racial issues given the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. But President Obama spoke on Friday and I think was very well received by the group. And Hillary Clinton spoke on Saturday. We had a number of other prominent people. Eric Garcetti, the new mayor of Los Angeles, was there. Gavin Newsom, the mayor of, or the lieutenant governor, former mayor of San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker who represents that area in Congress.
So, Mayor Schmidt, a lot of Democratic interest speaking. Is there politicking going on among the mayors and Democrats?
Well, it is, as Mayor Ponto said, you know, we did have a lineup of speakers from the national level, and their message, it sounds political, but every one of them says the same thing. There's not a Democrat or Republican way to pick up garbage. And they also say that with all that's going on in the country and a lot of criticism at different levels, that, you know, the mayors are the ones getting things done. And I think that's true whether you're Republican or Democrat. I mean, people got our home phone numbers. They, you know, they're not afraid to approach us in church or in the mall. You know, people are connected. Everyone knows the mayor, and I think that's good. And so it really isn't as political as it sounds. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she's from San Francisco. I think the president he's addressed us before. I think he was going to Palm Springs. Their message was not, you know, Democrats know what they're doing and Republicans don't. It was like, mayors know what they're doing and we're here to support you.
And to change tacks now, you are on the conference of the Mayor Standing Committee for Children, Health, and Human Services. What are the pressing issues for cities when it comes to health and human services and in your city, Green Bay?
Well, I think, you know, and it's something I've learned, and I've been, you know, a member of the conference for the last 13 years, as long as I've been mayor, and I've chaired a couple committees. And I think what you learn is that whether it's Brookfield or Green Bay or New York or L.A., it's the same issues. And, you know, we're very concerned, large cities and small cities, about this whole opiate and transition to heroin and the distribution. We had, and I as chairs, we invite in a speaker, and I had the drug czar come in and talk to us, Director Botticelli, and just talked about, you know, you can't arrest your way out of this, so you got to decrease the demand. And when people do, whether it's a little community like Marinette, Wisconsin, or a large city, that you have to have treatment in place. And that's an expensive treatment, and it's something that the county and the cities need to participate in. There's federal money available, and so that is something, it's tough to talk about, but as mayors, you know, we got to talk about everything, not just all development and all these good things that are going on. I mean, we need to address homelessness, especially in the veterans, and then we spoke quite lengthy on the heroin epidemic that's going on throughout this country. And as a city, we are doing some things here, and I think there's some other resources that we're going to tap through the federal government as well.
And Mayor Ponto, that's something that's been affecting Wisconsin, the heroin epidemic, opiate use, different things like that. Did you come away with this with any fresh ideas about how cities are getting their arms around big problems like that?
Well, I think we're really trying to emphasize education, first of all, and also to, in the Brookfield area, and I'm sure this is probably true of Green Bay as well, we've made a real effort to take back unused prescriptions so that someone doesn't get a hold of somebody's opiate-based prescription and get hooked on it through prescriptions to begin with and then move on to heroin. So this is a problem throughout Wisconsin, throughout our country, and you know we're trying in terms of education and prevention to deal with it.
We're talking about ideas that can help city officials make their cities more successful and livable. And we'd like to hear from you. What initiative have you noticed in your city that's made a big difference to residents? Maybe a problem that you think needs to be addressed or an idea that you have that could help an ongoing challenge in cities. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're talking about challenges city officials face to provide key services in a new technology-driven world. And we'd like to hear from you about what city services you appreciate, things maybe that should be on the to-do list in your city. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send us a tweet to @CentralTimeWPR. We're joined by Brookfield Mayor Steve Ponto and Green Bay Mayor James Schmidt. And Mayor Ponto, an ongoing conversation happening across the country and here in Wisconsin is the relationship between police departments and the minority communities that they interface with. How is your office hoping to handle that relationship between police officers and your office and police officers and the community at large?
Well, first of all, in the Brookfield city government, we don't have a city administrator or city manager, so the police chief reports directly to the mayor. I meet with the police chief on a weekly basis to go over all the significant things that have happened. Interestingly, Brookfield instituted having body cameras on our police officers a year ago, so it was well ahead of the calls for this, and we did it at the request of the police department, because When an officer informs a person who's being questioned that this is being recorded, it makes the interaction more civil, and I think most of the time our police officers are well trained and handle situations appropriately, so that I think that they believe that the body cameras are very much in their interest. I think overall we've really emphasized respect for citizens and the courteous treatment of citizens, regardless of the circumstances. And I think that emphasis has worked out well, so that we have not noticed any significant parts of our population who are concerned about the police conduct.
And Mayor Schmidt, anything that you're thinking about to move Green Bay forward in it's the way its police force works with the community and maybe with the mayor's office?
Well, we do have the chief reports to me, and you know we're all about community engagement, and that's the way we manage the city. We're our police are very involved with the many of the minorities, but with the African American community. The chief and I have both been there a number of times at their meetings on Monday evenings, being part of their services on Sunday. This weekend, actually tomorrow, we have a basketball game that the city is sponsoring, and there's going to be, I'll be playing, the chief's going to be there, and it is sponsored by the city of Green Bay and Divine Temple, which is an African-American strong-based church that we have a great relationship with. Matter of fact, we share a parking lot with them. They're so close to City Hall. And I think that's what it's all about, is this more community engagement. I'm not an advocate of body cameras.
You're not. Why not?
Well, I think when you talk to our chief, I think first of all, there's a tremendous amount of data storage, but you know, that's eventually going to be public record. At times, you're seeing people at their most vulnerable moment, be it you're responding to domestic violence, and I haven't got the call from the public nor the police that this is what we should be doing. I mean, we the couple incidences that we had where the police were questioned were handled very publicly and by an independent counsel, and you know, they made their ruling on it. So I don't know. I'm just a believer in us getting to know each other better. You know, we our police and fire commission is very diverse. We're working very hard to increase the diversity of our employee. We have 1,000 employees here, and you know, we'd like to get, you know, we work very hard to recruit with minority members of be it the Hmong community, Hispanic. We still are going to hire the best person, but we're out in schools. We're at the Boys and Girls Club talking about, hey, look, you know, working for the city of Green Bay is an awesome career, and you ought to think about it, and we want to help you do that. So I like what we're doing, and I think it's working.
There is research on the table that shows body cameras produce fewer complaints of mistreatment by police. If that growing evidence keeps mounting up, will you change your thinking about body cameras?
Well, you know, I'm always looking at it. I just, it's not something that we've jumped on. We don't see the need, but sure. I mean, you know, we just talked earlier about how technology is what this whole conference was about, and this whole 3.0. And you know, I mean, our city, we'd like to go paperless. We'd like to move to all tablets. And if body cameras becomes part of that technology movement, that can help the community and protect citizens. Their personal rights as well as their citizen rights. We'll look at it, but that's not my top priority right now. But communication and technology are high on our list.
And as we wrap up, Mayor Ponto, if you had one wish for your city, Brookfield, what do you want?
Well, I think that one of the strongest attributes that Brookfield has is a real emphasis on education. And we have an excellent school district. We have a great library. And I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see us reach into the sort of the preschool years and try to help prepare students. One of the focuses at the U.S. Conference of Mayors was how important the preschool years are.
Excellent. And Mayor Schmitz, quickly from you, what's your
right? I would agree. I mean, this is early childhood education. We have a community partnership for children. And this hands-on learning we have at our wildlife sanctuary, where kids actually in pre-K get out there and really learn about trees and nature by, you know, getting their hands dirty, going fishing. And we have to offer a variety of education, from gifted and talented schools like we have at Da Vinci to the fine arts schools.
And we leave it there. Thank you both so much for joining us. Steve Ponto, Mayor of Brookfield, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Veronica.
And James Schmidt, Mayor of Green Bay, we thank you.